This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Wow. I mean, I think we've all been thrown for a loop a little bit by Kevin Acey's reporting this morning. Not that I would be shocked again that Jason Hayward makes the team. I'd be surprised if he didn't, actually, knowing that they signed him for a reason. They wanted him on this team. But if Yuli Gurriel makes the team as well, and I think Connor Joe and Jose Iglesias are going to make the team, that means Tyler Wade is out. That means Tirso and Eggy are out. Brandon Lockridge, you never even had a chance to make the team, as did Oscar Gonzalez. No matter how good your spring is, there's just not enough room on this roster for everybody to have a spot. Now, Wade has no options. So they'd lose Tyler Wade if he doesn't make the team, likely.
So Jason Hayward and Yuli Gurriel and maybe Martin Maldonado on this squad.
It's possible.
Could be an aged bunch. Now batting.
Throw Tyler Wade on the quote-unquote injured list and just have him hanging around the clubhouse?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
One person who will be in on the decision, making illustrated the conundrum the Padres will face as he thought out loud about what could come down to a choice between Wade and Lockridge. Wade's value as a runner, a guy who started six positions, but Lockridge is so good out there, it's going to be so tough. I don't see how either of them make the team. You've got too many guys for not enough spots. They're going to need a larger roster to make this work. Unless Connor Joe doesn't make the team, which, again, that would surprise me. I do believe Connor Joe does have options.
He's got an option, I'm sure he does not want to take. But
sure he does not want to be going to El Paso.
All right. I'm seeing a lot of Nelly Cruz, Matt Carpenter. I don't want to get back to the Nelly Cruz, Matt Carpenter days. I preferred the Donovan Solano, David Peralta days. I really did. I thought that worked out much better. I just don't know that Yuli Gurriel and... If I had to lean one way or the other, I'm leaning Matt Carpenter, Nelson Cruz, as opposed to Peralta, Solano. That's just the way that I'm leaning right now. Now, again, make me eat my words. I would love to be wrong. I'm happy to be. Unlike you, I like to be wrong.
We'll see if Gwynn and Chris can get to the bottom of things the next couple of days while they're out there. Before we do anything else, it is time for our biggest fan, 9 o'clock in the morning. Last week of our biggest fan names to be announced. Last chance to get your name in registered at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Each qualifier will enter a grand prize drawing, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padres game later this season. You just need to call us back within 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. And that name right now is Jessica Erickson from Solana Beach. Jessica Erickson, you're on the clock. 833-288-0973. Call us now and get your name as one of the last into our grand prize drawing. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a difficult decision, no doubt. And that's a good thing as well, because you've had a lot of guys performing well during spring training that look like they could help your team this year during spring training, including, you know, Oscar Gonzalez. It looks like a guy who might be able to help your team. It doesn't look like there's a spot for him on the San Diego Padres.
It's a weird thing. Yuli Gurriel at 40 years old. I can't even say his name. I'm so flummoxed. I just did not think. And I kept watching him get all these ABs, and I'm like, what's the impetus behind this? And I just don't see it, man. I don't see the vision. If that's the vision, I'm not on board with the vision.
That's not a sure thing.
I got to eat the soup, right?
Again, he says some also feel strongly that 40-year-old Yuli Gurriel deserves the benefit of any doubt due to his performance this spring and his big league experience as a DH with a 764 career OPS. Yeah, I mean, if it was a career 854 OPS, I'd say, okay, benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but when you got a 40-year-old with a career OPS of 764, Ben, don't you have to get him in?
Well, if it was last year anywhere near there, maybe. But it's been a couple of years since Yuli Gurriel has performed even at those levels.
0.1 WAR last year. I think you lose the benefit of the doubt, don't you?
I'd rather have Connor Joe than Yuli Gurriel.
He really hasn't had a good year since 2021.
Yeah.
And he had a good year then. 319, 15 bombs, 81 ribs. He was okay the next year, but it's been a steady decline.
Kind of thing I'd rather have Tyler Wade over everybody that we've mentioned so far.
I mean, I just like Tyler Wade.
I do too.
I like Tyler Wade as a person.
But speedy and hits, what, six or seven different positions for you?
Yeah. He can play a lot of different positions.
His OPS is 500.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to help you offensively, really. No. I mean, he'll lay down a bunt. He'll steal a base.
That's what we're talking about here.
We're talking about the end of the bench here.
But if you're going for the faster guy, Lockridge is probably your
faster,
better choice.
Better
plays the outfield better in the outfield. I mean, he might be a more versatile choice.
But see, the thing
for
is,
this
is,
roster than Tyler Wade.
We're not talking about last guy on the bench here. We're talking about Jason Hayward has locked up the starting left fielder's job. We're not talking about he can come off the bench, swing it from the left side. We're not talking about the last guy on the bench here in Yuli Gurriel. We're talking about Yuli Gurriel is going to play first base and bat against left-handers.
For the first, two or three weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the possibility, too, is that, hey, man, it's not working out on your way. But I don't know, man.
This isn't like Matt Carpenter had a two-year deal that we had to ride out until, August, September. Remember? He just sat there for a month.
And it was, and you'd say, why isn't Matt Carpenter playing? And then he would get an AB, and you're like, oh, that's right. He's swinging a wet Union Tribune.
I don't think either of these guys, whoever makes the roster, whether it's Gurriel, Hayward, whatever, I don't think we're waiting until August to see what they've got.
I don't think so either. I think Sheets makes it. I think Iglesias makes it.
I think if they're on the roster on May 1, it's because they're swinging it. They're playing well.
Yeah.
I don't think they make it much further
Hayward
than that.
Hayward had a good first half of the Dodgers last year, but I don't know, man. I don't know. 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 I don't know.
It's weird. To be a fly on the wall as AJ and Mike Schilt and
AJ's guys
are trying to make these decisions.
Michael G just crushed us. He said, you guys were the ones saying there's no bad one-year deals. How's that feel now?
It's not a bad. If they cut him, it's $1 million.
Right.
It's fine.
No bad one-year deals unless they're your starters and they're combined 77 years old, Mike. It's $1 million. That's not a bad 1 year deal. That's actually a very reasonable 1 year deal. I think we were more talking about, hey, Verlander's out there for $17 million. There's no bad 1 year deals.
One of my other great concepts and sayings, and I didn't coin this one.
Are you sure?
But
you said this is one of my great concepts.
Well, it's the one that I talk about a lot in baseball. It's a sunk cost.
Oh, sunk cost fallacy.
Because just because you spend a lot of money on a guy doesn't mean that you're never getting that money back.
No.
So by playing a bad player just because they're making a lot of money to try to justify the expense.
We call it the Eric Hosmer.
You're just compounding the mistake you've already made. Now you're making two mistakes. You made a mistake by paying them all that money. Now you're making another mistake by paying him. Just make one mistake. Make one mistake. You signed a guy you shouldn't have signed him. That was Matt Carpenter. They made the one mistake. Then they made the second mistake by keeping him on the roster.
Yeah.
Which they didn't have to do, but they knew it would look really bad if we cut a guy that we just paid $12 million, you know, to be a big part of this team. But, you know, Bob Melvin wouldn't play him, so he just sat there. And that didn't help your team. Having an unused roster spot certainly wasn't good either. That's the sunk cost. You've got to acknowledge you're going to make mistakes in baseball. You're going to sign the wrong guys.
Yep. You got to wear it.
You're going to put the wrong guys in your starting lineup. You have to acknowledge your mistakes and then move on. Every team makes them. The good teams will then recognize their mistakes and eat them and move on to something else.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that Jason Hayward's a mistake yet. I don't know that Yuli Gurriel's a mistake.
Yeah, we don't know yet. We're booming hard before
you try to figure that out. But I guess it's almost hurt, at least from a PR standpoint, it's almost hurting the Padres that they have so many guys who have looked pretty good in camp.
Yeah.
You know, Oscar Gonzalez, Tirso.
And you go with the safe move.
Lockridge.
Or the safe move.
And but you're going to go with the safer veteran move without any of these exciting guys that we can dream on.
I mean, look what
going and having a big season.
Look at the energy that Jackson Merrill brought to the team last year. I'm not saying Tirso is going to have or Oscar is going to have anywhere near that type of energy or production, but it's worth a look, right? It's worth a look, in my opinion, over a guy that's got 16 years in this game. It just is, and I value experience. I do. I absolutely value experience, but I also value youth and the energy that the youth brings to this team. Which again, you're out there trying to compete. This is not the retirement home for players, on a last ditch power drive, right? Like a Yuli Gurriel or Jason Hayward. This is their last. This is probably going to be their last teams, right? So, had they earned that spot by going out and mashing and doing what they're supposed to do, I'd have no problem with it. They haven't. And maybe they do today. Maybe both of them go 6 for 8 combined, and I look like a jackass again.
It shouldn't matter
what they do
today or, To me, Jason Hayward is a perfectly acceptable risk.
Sure.
For $1 million, yeah. As you said, he had a good start to the year last year with the Dodgers. He knows what he's doing. I mean, he's a fairly known commodity. Yeah, he could fall off a cliff at some point. He could also have a bounce back, decent season for the Padres. You give him that opportunity. Yuli Gurriel was so far out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I feel like this is maybe AJ outthinking himself a little bit. Like he thinks he sees something. Manny saw him in the offseason and Miami got in his ear, whatever, and goes, I really think Yuli Gurriel's got one more great season left in the tank. Let's be the one team that figures that out. And maybe they're overthinking themselves here and crediting Yuli Gurriel.
Well, listen,
the rest of baseball goes, come on, he's washed up. He was washed up 2 years ago.
The only way to, be wrong about this is if he goes out and rakes, and if he makes the team, he's got to go out and rake, and I'll be rooting for him. I'll be rooting for Jay Hay. I'll be rooting for Lockridge or anybody else who makes the team. But look, I realize there's options. There's business decisions that have to be made. It's just it's so odd to me with a week left of spring training. Like, yeah, no, they got it locked up. What? Why even have spring training then?
At least, Sheet seems to have made the team with the 6 home runs.
If he has.
I think we'd all riot if he didn't make the team at this point.
Yeah, that's one of those you feel like, oh, dude, this guy's absolutely earned it at this point. So, yeah, we'll see.
All right, we've got some tickets to give away. I don't know who's going to be in the starting lineup, but you can be there on March 31st when the Padres take on the Cleveland Guardians. It is a Monday night. It is the Jackson Merrill bobblehead game. The first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a Jackson Merrill bobblehead. You can get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets, or you can win a pair right now by calling 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Fourth caller is going to take the tickets right now, 833-288-0973. All right, we'll come back. We will check traffic. There is so much North Carolina hate going on right now. It makes me nervous about the San Diego State matchup coming up tomorrow night in the first four, but we can talk about that and more. After this, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
I can tell you the games. There's California-style blackjack. There is Texas Hold'em poker. There's Pai Gal poker, which I think is a lot of fun. And Baccarat. Those are your main core four at 7 Mile Casino. And you're going to find not only great card action, but great high limit action well.
If high stakes, baby.
You are a player. You sit down at a high stakes table. They will take good care of you. year. You will find good competition at the tables, very friendly dealers and staff, good people to sit down with. Well, I've never sat down at a table and gone, oh, I don't like who I'm around with. It's just it's an upscale, great place to play cards in Chula Vista.
Yeah, always have fun, always smoke-free vibes at 7 Mile Casino, which is very important after spending a weekend in Vegas. We love to play. I love to play California-style blackjack. Love 7 Mile Casino. They are open 24/7. You don't have to take our word for it, right? You can go see for yourself. High stakes, great fun, just off the 5 on Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista.
Not only open 24/7, but food 24/7. The 24/7 players menu, that's rare. Great patio. Weekend brunch is spectacular. So many reasons. Pick one of them and head down to 7 Mile Casino in Chula Vista. It is just 7 minutes from downtown. That was quick.
Yeah, that's how I roll this year.
Solicit some more opinions. You feel okay about what may be transpiring with the Padres roster choices?
You know, listen, rupture and repair is something I've learned in therapy. So I ruptured it. I'm ruptured. And I just repaired it. So there you go. Rupture, repair. How about that? Little therapy in action for you here on 97.3 The Fan. Rupture and repair.
You are our mental health coach in San Diego in the morning.
That's pretty sad, then, if I'm your mental health coach. My advice to you as your coach is seek mental health help, not from me. That's my advice as your coach. Seek mental health help.
Well, you've gone through it. I mean, you have experience and wisdom.
Yeah. A lot of experience.
Here's some college basketball wisdom for you.
Okay.
I don't know you ever want to go up against the team that feels like they're getting no respect at all.
Literally less than zero respect.
And both of San Diego's men's teams that are going into the tournament have to be feeling pretty disrespected at the moment.
That's also the San Diego sports fan in you, though. And I know that in you going, oh, God, here we go, here we go.
Because we talked about this earlier. Everybody is picking UCSD as a 12-5 upset.
Seth Davis got him sweet 16. He is as high on them as you are on an Elam ending, my friend.
Jason McIntyre, who does he work with now? He was with the Big Lead, but now he's on one of those national shows. He goes,
Coward.
He said, I'm giving out one pick only in the first round, UCSD over Michigan.
Wow.
Said, Michigan's a fraud. They're not going to beat UCSD. Go, if I'm Michigan, I've got all the bulletin board material in the world.
Yep.
To make sure that my players come out and are taking UCSD quite seriously in that game. There's absolutely no way Michigan doesn't prepare like this is the Final Four against UCSD because they know everyone is picking them to lose. And now North Carolina is getting all kinds of bulletin board material because they are taking arrows from every direction from people who said, they are the least worthy tournament team of my lifetime.
1-12, quad one.
How did they get in?
That'll do it, right?
ESPN's Sean Farnham, here's his quote. This has to be a typo. North Carolina can't possibly be in the NCAA tournament field.
Because
they had ample opportunities to improve their resume. The fact that West Virginia is not with 6 quad one wins and North Carolina is in with 1.
Who's not? West Virginia.
They had 6 quad one wins. North Carolina had 1.
Jeez.
West Virginia was the first team out. And if they thought so highly of the ACC, I mean, hey, North Carolina played in a great conference. How is an 18-win Louisville team an 8 seed then? So you didn't even think the ACC was that good to begin with. The problem is they only won 1 game that mattered. When you only talk about 2 wins against the field, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. And he goes on to say, this is an example of we don't need to expand the tournament because we're already letting teams like North Carolina
in. Oh, my
in.
God.
That's
I don't know what it says about San Diego State because they're still pretty heavy underdogs. I
mean, right. What's that say about the Aztecs?
Plus 4 points.
4!
On the spread. And then if you wanted to like bet San Diego State just to win, money line, they're plus 160.
I'm on it.
Aztecs are a flawed basketball team. There's no doubt about that. We've watched them play enough that you can never feel 100% sure that they're a deserving team to get into the tournament. Doesn't mean that they can't, you know, put up an awful game and lose. But the only reason North Carolina is favored is the words North Carolina on the front of their jerseys.
Michael Jordan and James Worthy.
Baby blue uniforms look awfully sweet, but
I just saw when I was in Vegas, I went to that shoe store that Paulie turned me on to. What's it called?
Urban Necessities.
Is that the one?
That's the next wall. Door? That's got the wall of shoes.
All right.
And then there's Culture Kings.
Culture Kings next.
They have like all the hats.
But Urban Necessities, they had these baby blue and white Jays, and I really wanted them. But I don't, that's not my team.
Right.
I
saw the shoes that the Aztecs are going to be wearing, the yeah. Jordan brand shoes.
They're sharp.
Sweet black shoes that they'll be wearing for the tournament. You know what? San Diego State is just as decked out as even UNC is. But yeah, there's no reason this shouldn't be at least a pick'em game. There's, you know, North Carolina does not deserve to be favored in this game over San Diego State.
Fairly heavily favored.
San Diego State has more and better wins than North Carolina did this season. North Carolina obviously has athletes. They have, you know.
Is it R.J. Davis? He's really,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, absolutely. They're North Carolina. They're going to recruit some good players. Yeah. But they did not come together at all this season. And if Magoon Gwath can be a rim protector, and, you know, you can get to the basket all you want. If you got great guards and you drive by, it's fine. But if Magoon's standing there, it's going to be really hard to make those layups around the basket yep. as it was all season long for San Diego State's opponents. So I think it's a good matchup for San Diego State in the first round. We'll see if they can actually, you know, make a few shots. Don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game because, well, it's an Aztecs game, so probably imagine, you know, like a 65-61 type game. But, yeah, I definitely like the Aztecs' chances of winning this game.
Hope that doesn't – I think I jinxed them last week. I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to – I'm going to say we'll let it play out. I like our chances well enough. I am surprised at that number. I am surprised that if you bet $100 on the Aztecs, Ben, you can win $160 if they win outright, which is – that surprises me.
Yeah.
Certainly,
I wonder if that's based on how the conference tournament went and North Carolina taking Duke down to the wire. Duke had like a 22-point lead in the second half of that game. Like, I think it was more that a Cooper flagless Duke choked it away,
right?
Than UNC necessarily like fought. I don't know, but
we'll see.
That was the last time we saw them. That's what the committee might have been going off of in their back of their minds. I'm not sure, but
we'll know tomorrow.
It's a little disrespectful.
Going to take a good coaching job by Brian Dutcher and his staff because they found out they were playing North Carolina, you know, afternoon yesterday. Obviously, I'm sure they put in a ton of game film last night, but they didn't have a chance to actually, you know, practice.
They knew who the bubble teams were, though. They probably had
they started
everybody.
Looking, but, you know, and now because the game's on Tuesday, they have to be there for a practice today, this afternoon. So I'd assume they're already on their way. So they didn't get to practice this morning. They'll have they'll have an open practice that anyone can watch. So you can't really do anything secret or work on the opponent because they can have one of their coaches just watching you practice the entire time, which means they're going to go into the game on Tuesday fairly cold. But so will North Carolina.
Yep.
You know, it works both ways. So it kind of comes down to which coaches are better reacting on the fly and, you know, can adjust quickly in this game. And, you know, I like the fact that, you know, Dutch has been there now 5 straight years and has won a lot of tournament games for San Diego State. It's actually not a bad position for them to be in, even though it's North Carolina. You think, oh, they've always got the advantage. I don't know that that's really the case. San Diego State has plenty of tournament experience now in the last couple of years, coaching staff especially, 100%. And they'll be ready for this game, no doubt in my mind.
Except, what time is the game?
6:10
tomorrow. 6:10.
True TV.
Okay, gotta find True TV again.
That time of year.
Find out where True TV is offered. Now I pay for cable, so I'm in good shape.
True TV. 360 days of Impractical Jokers and 5 days of college basketball.
Weird. I don't think I've ever watched anything on there other than basketball. Is that all? That's really like all they have.
It really is. Like it's 18 hours a day of
Impractical
Jokers.
There's movies on there from time to time, I feel like.
Maybe.
Like Weird Science, I think I watched on there one time, the TV edit. It's greatness. Greatness. I'm excited, man. Get the tournament
going. But if they do win, they play. They've got
Friday at 1 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. And they've got who's announcing the game?
Kevin Harlan
would be on the call for Friday night's game in Milwaukee against Ole Miss.
Oh, they do have some good documentaries on True TV, Adam.
Do they?
I've seen some on there. I think I saw some Mafia.
Okay.
Oh, see if Paul can find it in real time.
Just see what's on.
We got DirecTV.
True TV, Impractical Jokers.
Oh, my God. Scroll
the next 12 hours.
Impractical Jokers. Impractical Jokers. Impractical Jokers. Okay, hold on. 4 o'clock today.
at 3:30, we switch over to Unrivaled Unlocked.
Is that the As Laces and Rose league? Push to end the regular season strong. The two clubs showcase their efforts.
That's the women's basketball WNBA. 3-on-3 league that they. And then we got that for hours.
The
Sonny Vaccaro.
The Nike movie.
Is on at 6 o'clock tonight.
And then they're going to replay it again. And then it's back to Practical Jokers.
Practical Jokers. And then paid programming overnight.
World's Dumbest Criminals.
Yeah. World's Dumbest Inventions. World's Dumbest Partiers. And a lot more in Practical Jokers.
That is truly incredible. All right. Well,
true.
True TV. There it is.
All right, Paulie's got some Rinal Report headlines. What do you got for us in our final segment, Paulie?
You know, there's not a whole lot you can take away from spring training games, but there was maybe the coolest thing I've ever seen on a baseball field in Peoria, actually, on Friday. Actually, I don't know if it was in Peoria, but it was with the Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
I'm wrapping
and,
my brain.
We were talking about this. And then some uniform discussion for Major League Baseball.
All right. We'll get to that coming up in our final segment of Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan. First, Woods and I tell you about trust and will. It is not a subject a lot of people want to spend a lot of time thinking about, but the good news with trust and will, you can spend about 20 minutes or so thinking about it and go online, answer some simple questions, and take care of important legal documents for your family's stability and security should something happen to you.
Yeah, and did you know that if you pass away without a will, the state gets to decide what happens to your assets and even your kids? Without a will, the courts, not your family, have the final say about who will raise your children. Protect your family at Trust and Will. Very simple to do. Visit trustandwill.com today. New code word for you, Benny.
That's right.
It's FAN, F-A-N. That's much easier than...
All one word.
It's all one word, FAN, F-A-N. You'll get 20% off. And free shipping. Use the code FAN, F-A-N, at trustandwill.com for a robust 20% off and free shipping of your estate
documents. Absolutely. Don't be one of the 67% of Americans that don't have an estate plan. Get it today, get it done, and then don't think about it again for as long as you don't need to think about it by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Have to do it every time.
Final segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Rope San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Their baseball summer league is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, summer league includes 8 practices, 8 games. Register by March 31st and save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. I don't know. I get nervous during March Madness. There's going to be a lot of nervous basketball watching this week.
Nervous, Ben. How were you yesterday? I was working a Seals game, so I was going to check on you.
I was nervous as the selection show. I was kind of waiting for it to come on, anticipating.
I wasn't that nervous. I was just kind of following the other conference tournaments over, you know, Friday, Saturday, and even into Sunday morning. I'm like, man, there weren't a lot of bid stealers. I just don't. It would have been a ridiculous.
I was confident. I was preparing myself. I had this whole list of all right teams I did not want to see their names, like Texas, North Carolina. I don't want to see any of those names. And if I see a lot of those, then I'll feel really nervous at the end. By the end of the show, if San Diego State hasn't popped up, San Diego State popped up within 3 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, the first possible place they could have really appeared.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to go through my, you know, machinations. Like if I was Boise State, as soon as I saw North Carolina and then I saw Xavier and Texas, I go, oh no, we're out. Colorado State's a 12 seed. Oh, we're done. We're toast. And they did not make it in. And I can't say that five Mountain West teams would have been a lot. Four is solid. Really solid for the conference.
San Jose State already signed up for the NIT.
That surprised me that they got into the NIT over like Nevada and UNLV.
Boise State. But they're playing, I think they're going to play in, there's another tournament, like the third postseason tournament. It's new. Crown? It's like an NIL tournament.
College Basketball Crown. It's like Fox Sports has put together their own tournament.
Oh, really?
How many
teams?
16 or something,
I
think. Yeah.
Enough about it, but maybe that's like where Boise State's going now. Let's hope,
Aztecs fans, we don't have to learn about these tournaments anytime soon. You don't want to be in any of them.
No, you just want, this is the one you want.
Yeah, this one, and then the that NIL one that they were in this year that helped them, by the way, get to this tournament. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Had the Aztecs not been invited, Remember, they were going to be playing in that Acrisure Classic in Palm Desert. And they got the late invitational to the Players Era Festival. Yep. And got games against Houston and Creighton and Oregon. And they won two of the three, including against the number one seed in Houston. They are not in the tournament if they don't get that invitation. And they also won over $1 million for their players. I mean, what a win-win-win-win-win situation for San Diego State by getting to go to Las Vegas for those games. Congratulations to the Aztecs. All right, Paulie's going to wrap things up with the Rindle Report right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Get to bless the mood. I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy Monday, friends. It is the Rhino Report brought to you by the Kraft Taco. Whether you're craving tacos for lunch or a craft beer for happy hour, the Kraft Taco is the answer, now open in Balboa Park and Sorrento Valley. Mm. All right, we will tease it. Start off Friday night. This was, where did the Cubs play in their spring training?
They played Mesa.
Mesa. We go to Mesa, Arizona. Saw some clips from the Mariners-Cubs game going around on social media. And I go, I just don't know that I've ever seen this before in my entire life on a baseball field. Talking about Gerangelo Sinje.
Oh, yes.
I believe I'm saying his name correct.
I think so.
He is an ambidextrous pitcher who was throwing 92 from the left on one pitch. And then he has, like, I'm sure it's a special glove.
Yeah. Flips on over.
Flips it over. Now he's throwing from the right side where he was touching 95.
Stupid dude. I'm assuming with a name like Gerangelo, he's also a Reuben, like Jurickson.
Yeah. He played for Curacao in the Little League World Series, I think back in the day. And just to watch a game clip of him throwing one, all right, get
that
the ball back from the catcher, switch gloves, switch hands, and he was able to do it from the right side again.
There's been a couple of like switch pitching.
Yeah, there was a Vendetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vendetti.
Pat Vendetti.
Pat Vendetti.
Yeah.
Yep.
But none that threw over 90 both sides.
Right.
I mean, there was one of them was like a could throw like a curveball or like.
Here's my left-handed. Here's how it would look left-handed. I'll show you right-handed first.
Right-handed would be.
I'll show you right-handed.
Normal
on
looking.
The mound. All right, okay. Yeah. Boom. Boom. Boom.
All right. Okay. Fine. Now right, lefty. Now see if you can even do it. All right. You going the other way? All right. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
It's like,
that would not go very well.
50 Cent.
It's the most.
That was a 50 Cent first pitch.
It is the most uncomfortable, weirdest thing ever. And this guy is slinging it mid-90s from both ways.
Really cool to see.
So what's the deal?
Is he going to make the team? Is he? What's his prospect?
I don't know
like?
That this stuff was like overpowering. It's the awe of watching a guy, if you're in the box and he's switching hands on you like
no,
that.
No, you can't do that, though. You can't go mid at bat, is well, my understanding.
Well, it only matters if there's a switch hitter, right?
Don't you both have to announce?
I think the pitcher has to first of all say, okay, I'm throwing you left-handed. And then the batter says, okay, then I'm going to go right-handed. A switch hitter always gets to go the other side.
Adam Paul said Jim Abbott did this. No, he
just had one arm.
He had one arm.
His glove, he would switch it from one hand to the other because
he couldn't throw.
Yeah, he had a hand, but... That was not.
I'm not going to say it, but yeah.
Jim Abbott was one of the most amazing.
He was absolutely incredible.
Amazing people in sports.
Friggin' no-hitter. Insane.
He's a good fielder, too.
Yeah. Could pick it.
He fielded
his position
well. They
try to bunt on him, too. He's come on, bro. Come on.
All right. Got a story here about a new partnership in Major League Baseball between Fanatics, Nike, and Topps baseball cards. We have a Topps card in our studio now because... They had, they have all the different lines every year for each, for Topps, for example, for Major League Baseball. And one of the lines that they had was I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was very select. You know, only a couple of hundred cards of each player were made. And the Yu Darvish card for 2025, he's wearing a Ben and Woods t-shirt.
Baseball players wearing local radio show t-shirt line.
That'd be a one of one, I'm guessing. I'm just guessing. I could be wrong. Yeah, we went on eBay and had to buy that card because
so got Bryce Harper and a cool John Marks shirt in Philadelphia.
Right. Devin Caney.
However, now Topps has a new line. So they had this very successful rookie debut patch autograph cards last year. So, you know, Paul Skeens, Jackson Merrill, they take a patch of the jersey, put it into a card, autographed it. It was wildly successful. So now you're going to see some players that were going to have a, if you think of the look at the back of a baseball jersey, you got the number and then the name arched over the number. And then right above the name, it's the MLB logo. There's going to be a handful of players, very select players, that will have gold MLB logos on their uniforms this year. And those players are Shohei Ohtani.
Weird.
Aaron Judge. My computer has just... Let's see. There it is. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Paul Skeens, Luis Gil, Tarek Skubal, and Chris Sale.
These are all the award winners last year.
There you go.
MVP, Cy Young.
All six major award winners will be wearing gold MLB logos on the backs of their jerseys. That is part of the partnership with Topps. They're going to, you know, clip them, put them into baseball cards, and those will be part of
the Jackson Merrill should have one.
He should have one.
He should have.
His is actually silver. He'll have the silver.
Second place.
Got it.
So if you're watching any games at all, I mean, Dodgers will be playing a regular season game here in, what, 15 hours or something like that? So if you do happen to see a gold MLB logo on, like I said, only six players, that's why.
Okay. And they're doing special cards for them.
Correct.
A lot of cards, man.
Whew. Yeah.
Lots of very confusing to keep up with these days.
Yeah.
Not like it used to be.
No. There's cards for each baseball player each season.
Gold MLB logo patch throughout the 2025 season. These game-worn patches will be featured in unique autographed Logo Man trading cards.
Ready for baseball players, like the body hair they can put, different parts of body hair. And it's Jackson Merrill's underarm hair. And this is his card. And
it's got a little bit
couple of wisps.
Justin Turner's
beard. Yeah, Justin Turner's beard hair.
It's pubes. In
there. Okay. You have to go there. Finally, got a story here out of Wisconsin about your Big Mac
Here's
guy.
Here's Paul Skeens' pubes.
Okay. Stop saying it. We're done. Stop saying it.
In one of those little circles, on the card.
Yes.
We know your sense of humor.
Got a story here about the Big Mac guy in Wisconsin. Have you heard of the Big Mac guy?
What? I am the Big Mac guy. I was.
I don't know that you really are.
How did you gain all the weight?
Well, 71-year-old Don Gorski.
Don Gorski. Where's he from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Hey,
Sheboygan?
Come to the Gorski
Fond
house.
Fond du Lac?
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac, yeah. Wisconsin?
Fond du Lac.
Well, he's 71 years old, and he just ate his 35,000th Big Mac
over
the weekend. 71 years old.
I'm calling BS.
Really?
Of course you are.
There's a picture of Don in the chat here. So he had his first Big Mac in 1972.
All right, that would make him how old?
Did he start counting that day? Because no one has their first Big Mac and thinks, I better start counting because someday I may get to 35,000 and I want to have an accurate number in my
head. Let me tell
you
about him if he'd shut up.
Yeah, pipe down, Mr. Know-it-all. Hey, do you remember when Ben wrote that song, Two All Beef Patties, Special Sauce, Lettuce, Cheese, Pickles, Onions on a Sesame Seed Bun? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget? So, in 1972, he had his first Big Mac. He said he loved it so much, he went back and had two more.
Okay, so that's three.
He went back later that day, ate six more.
Six?
So we're at nine.
Nine in a day.
And he hasn't stopped since.
Don Gorski.
He says he has averaged.
Look at his effing hair.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his hair and his
sideburns. He's got a long ponytail. He says that he has averaged two Big Macs a day for 53 years.
That's 35,000 on the nose.
He went to the same McDonald's on Saturday that he had his first Big Mac for number 35,000.
It's fantastic.
He like fans, there were media there. He was handing out like commemorative buttons, coupons for free burgers.
Hey, take one of these coupons. Hey, how are you? Take one of these coupons.
Now,
I think my number is more accurate than his, because I know my Big Mac number.
Do you?
One. I tried it. I didn't like it. I've never had one.
That's it?
I didn't like it. I get a quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh,
it's much better than a Big Mac. So
I like the Royale.
I tried it once. I didn't like it. It was too bready, too lettucey, and too special saucy for me.
Now, Don has been very open throughout his life. He suffers from OCD, and that's why he says he's been so obsessed with this number and with Big Macs. He claims that they make up about 90% of his diet, so he walks 6 miles a day to try to make up for it.
All right.
He earned a Guinness World Record back in 1999 for 15,000 Big Macs, and he takes his Guinness World Record extremely seriously. He claims that he has saved every receipt, and this is bizarre.
This is for haters like him.
Every
this
Big Mac container, the little cardboard box, which I'm like, dude. Is your home just full of old boxes?
It's a hoarder's episode.
Don, you got to clear these boxes out of here.
He said he had to dial it back a little bit just to make sure that he hit 35,000 right on the nose. So in the 3 days leading up to it last week, he only had one Big Mac a day.
Six a day. It's dead.
35,000 Big Macs.
I'm getting dragged and getting some agreement as well. What do you guys, Big Mac or quarter pounder? Which one's better?
Big Mac, bro.
What about you, Paulie?
I don't like either, I guess, but I've had more than one Big Mac. I like the two cheeseburger meal.
Yeah.
Very simple. No pickles.
I love it.
No pickles.
I don't like pickles.
Pickles are essential.
Since I found out a friend of mine worked at a McDonald's and urinated in the pickle jar years ago, I've decided to not eat pickles at restaurants really ever again. So chew on that one for the rest of the day. I never get pickles at restaurants, ever.
Don't want to chew on that one.
No, exactly. So I just don't eat them. It's a true story.
I don't doubt that it's a true story. I also doubt that you're probably in danger most places.
Why risk it?
Just don't ever eat in any restaurants.
Prepare only your own food
100% of the time.
Just don't eat pickles there.
Probably the safest thing, because whatever is in a pickle jar kills anything anyway.
Allegedly.
So you're probably safer with pickles than
sterile,
anything else.
But still, it doesn't mean I want it. The vinegar cooks off all the...
Vinegar destroys just about everything. You're pretty good. Alcohol and vinegar.
Yeah.
Good disinfectants that we also like to consume.
Yeah, that's true.
From time to time.
I don't hate pickles. I like pickles. I just don't like my pickles smothered in urine. That called me crazy,
I'm
Jacob.
Sure you've probably never had one.
As far as I know, but I've never been able to get out of
Where
my
head.
Where
do you eat pickles, then?
I'll eat them out of the jar at home.
But you won't... If you go to a deli and they give you a pickle on the side, will you never eat it?
No.
You will never eat pickles because of that one story.
Pretty much.
Wow.
I just don't like pickles.
No, you don't like pickles.
I just don't like pickles, yeah.
Jacob says only toddlers hate pickles. I don't think I'm a toddler. I just don't like pee on my pickles, so I just don't eat them. But I eat them out of the jar at home. Vlasic or Clausen or whatever, just no problem.
You'll never eat a pickle at
a
restaurant.
No, I can't remember the last time I did.
Because of that story.
Yeah, won't get them on my sandwich, nothing. Because of that story. Yeah, disgruntled employee, my buddy, the idiot. So I just said, nope.
We could cripple Woods' entire food consumption with just random stories about different things.
Correct. It is funny, Paulie was saying that he was eating so many Big Macs, and in his mind, this is the way that we are conditioned as humans. We say, I got to walk 6 miles. If I'm going to eat two Big Macs, I'm walking 6 miles.
Every day.
And it's funny, those little deals you make with yourself. Because I had one.
He's not like a large man.
No, he's not a large dude. You don't know what it looks like on the inside, but he's 71 years old. That's pretty good.
Calories in, calories out.
Calories in, calories out.
I mean, look, if you loved Big Macs and you were told you'll make it at least to 71 by eating two a day, I think we'd all sign up for that.
If you take maybe some vitamin supplements, get everything you need in, and you work off the calories, you can kind of eat what you want.
Well, what my point was, though, those little games that you play with yourself in your head. My trainer last week beat the ever-loving S out of me on Tuesday. He picked the 8 worst exercises, burpees, Bulgarian split squats, push-ups, trap bar deadlifts, name it, planks. He said, I'm going to take the 8 worst things you hate. We're doing them all. We're doing 3 sets of each, and I'm going to kill you. I left there just pouring sweat. I was dead. That night, Hannah goes, what do you want for dinner? The kids want Mexican food. I go, sign me up, carne asada burrito. I earned it today. That's not I've just set myself back to zero. You know what I mean? But that those little deals you make with yourself, this guy's out walking 6 miles.
So any Chilean peck stingers, Haitian calf twists? I feel like you're just making up exercises.
I'm not making, no.
I know, they sound fake.
Oh, they do sometimes. I was like, what is he talking about? But the, yeah, it's that deal you make with yourself. Hey, I earned this big, fat, lard-filled carne asada burrito.
You did. You absolutely did. I mean, I did. Now,
it
if you
tasted
wanna,
good.
And what I learned, and it took me a long time to learn it, and thanks to SDFatLoss.com, if you want to lose weight, you got to do both.
Correct.
I used to think, if I exercise, I'll lose weight. Or if I eat well, I will lose weight. Yep. Really have to do both, and then you can lose weight at the same time.
You should hear the deals that go on inside my head sometimes.
You want to just maintain your weight? Do one or the other. Lose weight, you got to do both. All right, that's it for us today. We got Braden coming up next. We got Gwen and Chris out in Arizona at spring training. We will be back tomorrow. Have some real baseball to talk about when we get here at 6 a.m. For Paulie and Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan.